Day 46, or February the 15th. Some consequences are best avoided. Our thoughts today are rooted in Numbers chapter 20, verse 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honour me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." And now the big picture surrounding this verse. These chapters give us more details about the priesthood and their preparations for ministry. Meanwhile, everyday problems continue to test Moses and the people. Lack of water is a big issue in the wilderness, which is resolved at great cost to both Moses and Aaron. They encounter problems when trying to pass through the land of the Edomites, all because of the ancient feud between Jacob and Esau. And now today's action step. Moses and his brother Aaron were truly great leaders, but even for them, disobedience had its consequences, and sometimes these could be very great. It seems such a small thing that they do, hitting the rock rather than speaking to it. But there's much more to it than that. Even today, there are Bedouins who are able to strike at a rock at just the right place to release hidden streams of water. They are seen as very wise and clever people. God told Moses and Aaron to speak to the rock. If they had, then the resulting water would have been attributed to God. As it was, the praise went to Moses and Aaron. Don't ever try to rob God of his rightful glory by claiming the credit yourself. I've heard preachers talk of conversions they have made, growth in membership following their dynamic ministry, etc., etc. May they be forgiven. When God produces something in your life or ministry, thank Him and give Him the glory. As soon as all you do is in your own strength, you will soon burn out. That could be why you are so exhausted as you are listening to this. Don't suffer from the eye strain. Allow God to work through you and then give Him the glory. Mind you, there's nothing wrong with you enjoying the results as well.